Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. But before we go into the sermon, let me remind you about our website at shiarjashub.org. Make it your site for serious Bible study and access to hundreds of free Bible study radio programs and videos. That's shiarjashub.org. Here is Pastor Greg Scalzo.
In the book of Romans, we left off last time. We're in chapter 1, verse 3, speaking about the gospel of God. It says, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, or who came literally of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And we were looking last time at that phrase, was born, came of the seed of David according to the flesh. That word flesh, sox in the Greek, sigma, alpha, rho, kasi, sox. The flesh, remember we said it was the physical substance, the fleshy part, and then the word comes to mean the whole physical body. And then in the scriptures it comes to mean humanity as such, the flesh. And remember, the flesh was not created as bad. As we went back into the book of Genesis, as man is in his rightful position, plugged into God, the Holy Spirit rules our spirit, which rules our minds, and we control the flesh, and all those things programmed into the flesh would work just right. And in Genesis, it says that God saw everything he made, and it was good. And he speaks about the husband and wife becoming one flesh. So plugged into God, the flesh was not bad. But when Adam pulls that plug, we see then that there's the tendency in the flesh to sin and weakness. And then the flesh comes to mean man's baser, sinful nature. It becomes the seed of sin, the impulse to sin. And you have the negative connotation in the New Testament speaking about the desires, the lust, and we read that last time, of the flesh. So Jesus Christ, born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. We also looked at last time the original sin of Adam. And that original sin, if you remember, was the desire to be like God. The desire to be our own God. Remember, Adam committed the sin in perfection, in the perfection of being able to walk with God in the garden, not having demons controlling human life, not having the flesh fighting against him every step of the way. There's this original sin, this disobedience to God, and to be the desire to be our own ruler in place of God. And then we discussed how in God's foreknowledge of each of us, he's placed us in this world. We read from Acts chapter 17, at the right time and the right place, because he knows we're like Adam. There's a point that we desire to be the ruler of our own life. We think we can control our own life ourselves. As a penalty for that original sin, we saw that a sin nature in the flesh was inherited by Adam's offspring, as well as the broken fellowship with God. We don't wake up in the middle of the day and walk with God and see him in the garden, physically see him. And you have all these demons flooding in as the doors are open in spiritual realms, having legal rights over men, over families, over communities, over nations. That sin nature, that proclivity in the flesh to do wrong, that curse of the generations, becomes augmented by the sins of each successive generation till you have a terrible burden built up that can only be broken by God. Jesus Christ, who came of the seed of David, according to the flesh, that word seed, sperma, something sown, that is seed. It's a common noun. It's used either of the seed of plants, such as Matthew chapter 13, in verse 31, the Bible says, another parable, he, the Lord, put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, sperma. So it can refer to the seed of a plant or of a person's offspring, a person's descendants. In John 8:37, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Literally, it is, I know that you are Abraham's seed, sperma. And in John chapter 7, verse 40, therefore many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, truly, this is a prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed, sperma, of David, and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was, the seed of David? So that word can refer to a person's offspring, a person's descendants. So Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. And that promise that was referred to in John chapter 7, verse 42, comes out of the Old Testament. And if you look in 2 Samuel chapter 7, in verse 1, we're told that David gets rest. He's dwelling in his house. The Lord has given him rest from all the enemies all around. And it says that he says to Nathan the prophet in verse 2, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside curtains. And he desires to build a house for God. And the Lord comes to Nathan and says, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? You're concerned for my dwelling place. And it goes on, if you look down at verse 11, at the very end of that verse, Nathan's giving the prophecy. Also, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. This is the word to David. David, the Lord says that he will make you a house. David's concerned for the house of God, so God will make him a house. And then you have in verses 12 to 17, the great messianic prophecy. And that prophecy has a short-term fulfillment in Solomon. And in Solomon building the physical temple in Jerusalem. But clearly from the phrases, it's really more a long-term prophecy about one who will dwell, a house coming from David, the seed of David, from the body of David, that will be the house of the Lord. When your days are fulfilled, verse 12, and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. This is really the house of God, the Messiah. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. Well, Jesus didn't commit any iniquity, but he takes that role upon himself, right? when John the Baptist says, I should be baptized by you, Jesus says, this must be done to fulfill all righteousness. He takes upon himself the Son of Man to take our place and take our sins. And he is indeed beaten with the rod of men and the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. That's the great messianic prophecy of the seed of David according to the flesh. And it's an eternal promise for an eternal kingdom. I will set up your seed after you who will come from your body. Now, in the New Testament, you have two genealogies, and we've gone through this many times. I won't spend too much time in it right now. But in Matthew, remember, Matthew primarily is writing to the Jews. And the emphasis, though there's an overlap of all four Gospels, the emphasis is the lion, to show Jesus as the king of the Jews, having the legal right to the kingship, the legal descendant of David, king of the Jews. So Matthew starts the genealogy at the very beginning of Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham. He starts with Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. He starts with Abraham because with Abraham you start the Hebrews, the Jews, Israel starts with Abraham. And the kingship starts in God's sight, the eternal kingship, with David. And you go down to verse 6, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king, the kingship promised.
We'll continue the sermon in our next program. Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle is offering a special 6-audio CD set on Christian marriage as an appreciation for your donation to the church of $35 or more. The set includes 4 sermons by Pastor Greg entitled Walking Together, and 2 sermons entitled The Valiant Christian Man. These last 2 CDs will not only help men, but unmarried Christian women will know what they should look for in a Christian husband. And Christian wives will find the Lord's wisdom for encouraging their husbands and sons to fulfill God's mission to their families and society. And we'll mail out all 6 audio CDs for your donation of $35 or more. Our home's spiritual and physical well-being depend on valiant men who take seriously the Lord's directions. You can make your donation on a secure PayPal page accessed from our website at www.shiarjashub.org. That's shiarjashub.org. And look for offer 101. Or you can mail your check to Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle, P.O. Box 518, Branford, Connecticut, 06405. May the Lord Jesus bless you as you serve him.